We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honored dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life, the sunrise of a new world, a world that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel this sacrifice a vain or empty one, and we will not debate his profound wisdom at these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this.
What can you say, Eva? What can you say about your friend?
Of all the souls I have encountered.
His was the most what? His was the most what?
Human.
His was the most...
Human.
Human.
Human. Human.
Oh, there's the money shot.
Yeah. Hup.
Hup. There you go.
There we are.
Yeah, this is a beat hot from 2001. That is how far my rap knowledge goes.
I feel 17 again.
Oh, this is Missy. This is the Timbaland.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How can you not hear this beat? This is hip-hop. I don't know what the kids are doing now with the Childish Gambinos and the...
The Childish Gambino.
Childish Gambino. I believe it's Donald Glover.
Yeah, yeah.
Childish Gambino's actually out there.
Sir Donald Glover.
Yes. I don't get rap nowadays. This I get.
I get this.
Just Missy Elliott talking about how she gave you a blowjob. You would follow her around like a puppy
for the rest of your days. Was this when she wore like the big trash bag dress?
Oh, the big fatso suit that you could just pee in probably and shake it down your leg. I believe this is right after the fatso, the first album, Super Duper Fly.
Yeah.
Or no, I don't. That was the single, but not the album title. But that was when she wore her big fat trash bag suit.
Yeah, just giant trash bag.
Oh, God.
Full of her feces.
Oh,
urine.
The smell in that thing.
The sweat.
The smell in that thing. You know, if you just stuck a pin in it, what would come out? It would be like when you hear vets talking about like when the corpse is built up on the beaches of Normandy, or especially World War One, when you have that trench warfare, and like your friend would just get mowed down by a machine gun and be like on this barbed wire like 40 feet from you, and you spent the next 3 months watching him like just bake and bloat as seagulls like pecked at his flesh.
Just decompose.
Yeah, and you're like, one day he finally popped. I'll never forget that smell.
I'll never forget it.
Yes, that's...
I'm going to go home to my girl. First thing I'm going to do.
Make sweet love to her.
Yeah.
Forget all about my dead buddy.
Then go out to Coney Island and get a hot dog.
Put a Yank baby inside it. That'll show those krauts. That's what I imagine it smelled like in that suit. That suit must have just been called the yeast infector. You wore that thing. You had fungus in places you didn't know your body had.
It wasn't human.
It didn't smell human.
Human.
Folks, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by the lovely and talented Ava Crickshin. Her real name's Eva, but for a time she called herself Ava, so that'll be her stage name to preserve anonymity.
I feel like I'm the you're the only person that I made call me Ava.
You did it one time to me, and you're like, call me Ava. And I was like, oh, if I didn't know your family, I'd smack you right now.
What's up, turds?
Way to keep things edgy, shock jockaroo. Show we put out whenever we can. It's been a rough slog as of late because there was a ton of snow in the Northeast, which we just got more, but I think it's over with. And then on top of all that, I got deathly ill right after my birthday, which was on the 26th. And on the 27th at 3 a.m., I woke up vomiting a ton of food. All of my birthday food.
All of your birthday food.
And because I'm so cheap, the first thing that goes through my mouth, thing through my mouth was the vomit. The first thing through my mind was, how much money am I barfing up here?
Right.
Like, how much fancy meal money, how much cake and ice cream am I wasting by barfing it up? So if you want to know what a cheap piece of crap I am and what a joy it must be to date me.
Yeah. Like, did you keep in a jar like a bulimic does to like hide it from your mom?
Oh God, I didn't know bulimics did that.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that sounds like
that was like an after-school special starring Calista Flockhart, like those health videos back in the day.
That sounds like a backwoods abortion thing.
Yeah.
Like you save the fetus. And then your parents find it like, what's this?
Nothing.
It's a baby bunny I found. Seemed ashamed to put him in the earth to Jesus.
It's not human.
That could just be the show.
Yeah, that could be it.
Papa's
human.
Yeah, so I wanted to go with a retro thing, and I got Anita's. For those not in the D.C. area, Anita's is a New Mexico style, which I don't know what it means. It's New Mexican style Mexican. I'm just like, do you have burritos and nachos and, you know, just Taco Bell fare?
Right.
As we white people call it. Yeah. And they, of course, say yes. I'm like, fine. And I got what I used to eat as a kid back when I didn't eat meat, when I had that phase. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, pretty much all of high school, up until my old man died.
Oh, you know what? I did know that.
Yeah, because I wanted to bang a vegetarian girl.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that
I knew that there was a girl involved.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? I didn't bang that girl. Shocker, right? Shocker that
lots
the vegetarian
of regrets.
Girl... Oh, yeah. She probably wanted to see a man who would, like, eat the femur of a cow like a T-Rex would have, and that would have gotten her wet.
Oh, God.
And instead, I'm sitting there like, I'm eating snow peas with you. Please notice me.
Ooh, look at my kale.
This is before, like, people knew how to eat healthily.
I know.
So vegetarianism just meant bean burritos.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of them.
And french fries.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so I got my Anita's meal. I wanted to recapture the birthdays of my youth. And my mom insisted on buying a gift for once because I'm an adult. My mom is like, what can I get you? And I'm like, I don't know, like a career that makes podcasting pay. Are you tight with any writers for HBO? I'll work on any HBO show. Can you make that happen?
Do you know Lena Dunham?
Exactly. which Victoria's Secret model do you know who would have sex with me for my birthday? And the answer to all three of these things is nothing. So you can get me Nada that I want. And it really broke her heart. So finally I was like, okay, I think they're putting out like a new Game Boy. That's how old I am. I think it's the DS now. It's called the 3DS.
Okay, okay.
And it's been the DS since like 1867. And I'm still calling it a Game Boy. I'm like, that fancy new Game Boy.
Look at this trinket I procured.
Yeah, of course. Again, she can't buy it. She doesn't know what it is. She'd come home with like a Beanie Baby or something like that.
She'd did she make you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it, and then she just handed
me cash.
And then
gave you money for it. Oh,
so
special.
I wanted to fully embrace the arrested development that is my life, and I was like, I'm going to play Game Boy all day. I got myself a bunch of Mario games because I can't handle any new games.
No.
I'm just like, oh, we're up to Mario Kart 14? Sure, buy me that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're old.
Oh, we're old as hell.
Jesus.
We're old as hell, and we're all going to be loaded into photon torpedoes soon and fired into space by Bill Shatner.
My dad wants a Viking funeral.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to set him out into the Long Island Sound, and Al's going to shoot a flaming arrow at his body. That's his dream. That's his dream funeral.
I love that parents, there just comes a point where they're so old.
I know.
They're completely open about, when I die, this is how I want you to dispose of my earthly remains.
You can make a drinking game out of how many
morbid.
Times my mom says, well, I'm not going to be around forever.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so morbid.
If there's any parent listening to this, we all know you're going to die. In some situations, we're looking forward to it.
Oh, John.
I mean, especially if you've got money and you're an ass.
John.
Let's be honest. But we don't need to hear about it.
No, I don't want to hear about it. It's morbid.
It's like a pretty girl talking about her period. It's off-putting. It's like, I know this will happen. I don't need to know the...
Or like pooping and throwing up.
Yeah, the 5 W's and the how. This is in journalism class.
Yeah, we don't need that. The 5 W's and the how. I remember that.
Yeah, so I lined up I was going to turn 34 like a child, like an infant.
Sounds great.
I was going to eat Anita's food, eat a sheet cake. I made sure to get a sheet cake because for the last 10,
old
15
school.
Years, it's been fancy, you know, just like the Wegmans bakery and all this crap.
Cheesecake factory, something fancy.
Just
how
suburban fancy we are. Yeah. Cheesecake factory.
Cheesecake factory.
That's pretense.
Yeah.
And I was like, all those cakes suck my ass.
Mm-hmm.
I want something that has a clown holding balloons on it.
There you go.
Big icing balloons that I can shove my hand in and eat and like make a diabetic cry.
Please tell me you ate it like that too.
Yeah, I did. She's
just
like,
stuck your Greek face in there.
I wasn't that bad. My mom's like, what part do you want? I'm just like, the balloons, goddammit. Yeah. What do you think I want?
Yeah, what do you think?
Like, I want all the icing I can handle.
Yeah, I want the 5 inches of icing and
yes.
the 2 inches of cake.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I get that along with a little Dixie cup full of vanilla ice cream. And I'm like,
aww.
This is what a birthday should be.
Yes.
Like, just go back.
Back in time.
Yeah, I don't have Chuck E. Cheese singing I'm the birthday boy or girl to me, but it's close.
Wally Weasel.
Yeah. And 3 a.m. after all those festivities, emptying my lungs into the toilet.
Oh, no.
And the first thing that came after I was like, I've barfed up this many dollars, I'm such a wasteful son.
Yes.
Was, this isn't the first time I remember vomiting up this exact Anita's meal. Maybe I should never eat at Anita's again. Like, if you have vivid memories of, like, the actual texture of a meal, and you're like, oh, when I last barfed up this meal, it
right.
felt this way, too.
Right.
Like, if you have that impression come back to you, don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't go there.
Yeah.
But you went.
No, it was just this, like, just memory. I don't want to say repressed. It wasn't like a priest fingered me. But it's
God.
Just something that doesn't cross your mind again until you're feeling those exact chunks coming up in the same order.
Oh my
and you're
God.
Like, this has happened before. You're like, this isn't deja vu. I have barfed up this Mexican pizza.
Yeah. Oh, you got a Mexican pizza?
I got a Mexican pizza, which is just a 12-inch
yeah.
fried dough. Until
giant
it's like,
tortilla fried.
Yeah, and then they just put an entire bag of cheddar cheese on it. And
yeah.
I wanted to go vegetarian because I was afraid of tainted meat.
Right.
And so they just dump a bag of mixed vegetables, like frozen peas and crap that you would get at a Giant. And then they dump more cheese. And I just ate the whole thing.
The entire pizza?
It's vegetarian. How unhealthy could it be? Said the man to his 2,500 calorie meal.
So oh, and you got mad sick. Gross.
Well, I barf. And at first, I'm like, oh, it's food poisoning. I'm all emptied out.
Mm-hmm.
Then the diarrhea starts.
Oh.
And I'm like, joke's on you, diarrhea. I already barfed a ton, so I'm not going to do what I did as a kid that time I crapped all over while vomiting into the hamper.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was one time in fourth grade.
That's amazing.
Like, I'm surprised I wasn't shipped to an orphanage after pulling this off. I know I have to barf and crap at the same time, and I sprint to the toilet.
Were you at home or at...
Oh, yeah, I was at home.
Okay.
There's a hamper right in front of the toilet because we live in a small, small hovel. And I start crapping just uncontrollably. I realize within seconds I won't be able to hold in my vomit. So then I start vomiting into the hamper right in front of me.
In
however,
all the dirty clothes?
Yeah, into the dirty clothes. But then I hadn't stopped crapping. So then I'm crapping all over the toilet seat. And, you know, like you have your pants around your ankles and it forms that little like catching, that little hammock between your legs of your underwear and shorts. So I'm just filling that up with my diarrhea. I finally collapse onto my knees like Willem Dafoe right before he shot in Platoon.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
I didn't even know how you clean that up.
You can't.
Like, the toilet has smeared my filth. I'm now kneeling in my own feces.
Why?
And there's a hamper full just swimming with my vomit. And dirty underwear.
Oh, my God.
That's when a mother's love is tested.
That really is. Oh, wow. I knew you then. You
yeah.
were in my brother's class then.
Oh, God.
At least it didn't happen at GBW.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Who was it when the bunker was falling? Was it Goebbels? And he just had like, this
yeah.
lovely family of four.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, kids, we're going to take these magic pills and all go to sleep forever.
Yeah.
They're just like, yay for the fatherland. Like, when your kid does that,
yeah,
how are you not like, here's an antacid for you, son?
Yeah.
And I'm like, antacid is spelled cyanide. Why, mommy? And how do you not kill them? How do you not kill them? Again, that's like an actual mom's love thing that I can't process.
You tested Maria's love that day.
Dude, if I had a kid and they did that, I would buy a kiddie pool.
And throw all the waste
gun.
In there?
No, I would just put them in the kiddie pool and, you know, just you hear that, like I was about to shoot the T-1000. And I'd say, you're staying in there until this is over. And
first of all, you could have a kid out there. You never know.
Oh, yeah. I was one condom-hating son of a bitch. But I did usually pull out. And as the Catholics will tell you, that never fails. So
yeah, right.
I'm safe.
Come on.
Yeah.
If the Catholic Church taught me anything.
Yes, exactly. Pulling out 100%.
Yeah.
100%. So I'm then emptying out. I've done both ends, and I'm like, oh, this isn't going so well, is it? This is not how I wanted to start 34.
No.
Like, I can't play my Game Boy. I'm going to barf all over it, and I feel like hell.
Or Rhea all over it.
Exactly, because I play the DS with my rectum.
Yeah.
And some might slip out.
That is amazing, by the way.
What?
That you can play a Game Boy with
your
rectum.
I know, because the buttons are really flat on it. So
I'm really impressed.
Yeah, all those years of dancing in the go-go clubs and picking up quarters without my hands paid off.
Ew.
You don't like thinking about me in cowboy boots and whitey tighties?
I do not.
Cowboy hat?
No, I have too much respect for you.
No,
way too much.
Just imagine Robert Duvall in Apocalypse Now. In just whitey tighties and the sunglasses and the hat. And that is what I looked like in my dancing days.
The Doves.
Yeah. Danced under the name Colonel Star. So.
It's not a fun birthday. I'm sorry that's how you spent it.
Well, I 24 hours, I didn't leave bed. Like, I was. It was that kind of sick where. Every 2 hours you're vomiting. And I kept track because I had to tell the doctor. In 24 hours, I threw up 12 times.
Jesus.
Like, I couldn't keep... My mom went out because she gets wet whenever I'm sick to the point I'm a kid again. Because she's like, well, I can provide adult John with nothing but baby little John. Like, all he needs is fresh boxes when he poos himself and some Gatorade and saltines. I can do this. And she loves it. So she was... I think working from home or took off work.
To take care of you.
Yeah, I think working from home. I don't think there's that much wasted productivity blood on my hands.
Okay.
I think she was working from home, and just every hour she would hear me lurch to the bathroom and go...
Oh, my God.
And it got to the point where she was just like, here's some Gatorade, here's some cola, you have to replenish your electrolytes, and I couldn't even hold those down.
Oh, jeez.
Like... They would go in my stomach, and I would just feel them staying. Like it felt
right there, and
right
like,
at the bottom of
yeah.
my trachea.
Yep.
Like as soon as it got in the gut, it wasn't going any further.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm not digesting you at all, and I know where this is going. And like an hour later, I would wake up from my stupor and just vomit uncontrollably.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
I mean, it did and it didn't. I lost 12 pounds in a day.
You look great.
Thank you.
You look great, kid.
Thank you. My girlfriend said I only woke her up with my death-like snoring once last weekend. So, you know what?
Wait, was she with you when you were sick?
No, God, no.
Oh,
she
God.
Wanted to come over because this wound up being a flu that my mom had a much lighter version of.
Oh, okay.
But
so it wasn't food poisoning then?
No, it turned out to not be. But just to be safe, why would I ever eat Mexican food again?
Ever.
Or shake
Mexican
Oh,
that's camp. Why you didn't want to go to Taco Bell the other day.
I mean, that doesn't need... any more explanation.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Taco Bell, for God's sake.
I love Taco Bell.
I used to do that thing where I'm like, it's so bad, but I'm a bad little boy.
SOB.
Yeah, and now it's like, well, you know what, John? You want to be a bad guy? There is a dog turd on top of some shattered glass. Why don't you eat that?
Yum.
Yeah. There you go, bad boy. Aren't you bad?
That's probably what you ate at Anita's.
probably more organic than what I put in my belly.
I've never been there before.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like a Chantilly institution.
Even the menu
It's just gross.
You look at it and you're like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Like, my liver can't handle this. It's just, it's multicolored.
I think your liver's A-okay. Mine looks like a raisin.
Yours could stop a slug.
Yeah.
If ever someone breaks in on the podcast recording and shoots us for our liberal beliefs, I'll throw you in front of me.
Our godless liberal beliefs.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just hear a couple slugs melt against you.
It's not human.
Human.
Spock. Aw.
Poor dead Spock.
Yeah.
Poor dead Spock.
Oh.
We can get to that in a bit.
Yes.
But I wanted to...
keep going with your...
Yeah, the sickness and just... how I haven't been that sick. Like, I don't even know if, like, as an adult, period, easily in the past 7 years, I haven't been that sick. Like, I had to Saturday morning go to the doctor because I was still barfing.
Oh, and wow.
At that point, I'm like, well, I'm no Scientologist. Wait, that's a real word. I effed the joke so hard. I was no science major. But if I can't keep down any fluids, I will die eventually.
Yeah, you will.
So I went to the doc and they gave me anti-nausea meds and I was popping them and like proud of myself that I could keep down Pedialyte for the rest of the day.
Good for you.
Yeah. But that first, the all of Friday and all of Saturday, other than me getting driven to the doc.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you couldn't even drive. Wow.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like,
oh, buddy, you were
like,
sick.
Yeah, no, like, I was in and out of, I'm not exaggerating, I don't want to say, like, in and out of consciousness, like I was gut shot Tim Roth or something in Reservoir Dogs, but I would just kind of, like, I was sick to the point about five times I played the farty shardy game.
Oh.
And lost.
Cause lost. I'm just,
well, you have to fart. You're like, I'm not going to sit on this. I'm at home, for God's sake.
Right.
If there's anything that a home is good for.
It's farting.
Exactly. I can do it openly. I can fan my cheeks out. Really let it out. And I would...
I just got a visual of you doing that, just ripping your butt cheeks.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the
so
same
it's like
way.
The nice little...
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's like pulling out the edges of a balloon to let the air out. And... I would let a little out,
mm-hmm.
and then just molten all over myself. All over myself. Happened four or five times. I'm at the end. By the fourth time, you're like, I know I'm going to crap myself, and I don't care. Like, that's where... That is how altered your consciousness and your
when
values
you
can become in a span of hours.
Did you tell your mom?
Only once. Like, one time, I was on my side.
Because the one time, it was kind of cute, but the rest were just sad.
Well, the
sad.
First few times, it was like, it was pretty contained.
Yeah.
And after I got my strength up, like, I'm not, like, I had to take 10 minutes to roll over.
Oh, geez.
And I got winded doing that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I mean, like, I'm a fat slob, but I'm not, like, 700 pounds, wash yourself with a stick fat slob.
You're
yet.
Not a fat slob.
Oh, don't lie to them.
They
shut
up.
They have the internet. They know the truth. And I would finally get myself to the bathroom to clean up what I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, it's like when you blow your nose too much, my ass had gotten so sore from the cleansing that I couldn't really get in there because it just hurt that much. And by the end of, I think it was Friday night, I went big time in my pants while I was on my side. And all I could do was roll onto my stomach. So that it wouldn't get anywhere else. And then I just fell asleep. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, maybe that was all a bad dream.
That didn't happen.
And I take off my boxers and they looked like I had put them on my cleats and then done a run around the bases.
Oh, no.
They were not pretty.
Oh, your little butthole looked like ground beef from wiping it so hard.
Yeah, yeah. I just, exactly. It got to the point I couldn't wipe, so I had to just go in the shower.
Yeah, just spread again, do the spread.
Yeah, exactly. Like a fortune teller showing you your future, just the slow part. Open the curtains and behold.
Oh, no, dude. I have not been that sick. I can't even remember the last time I was that sick. Probably when I was a kid.
It really felt like being a kid. Like,
yeah.
But so I got my wish.
Yeah.
The kid's birthday. But for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. your immune system probably could have handled all that when you were a kid, but now that you're an adult.
I don't know what all I can blame it on is my mom. Well, that's everything.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait, what are we talking about again?
Yeah. She would not shut up about how she had food poisoning. Not the flu.
Food poisoning.
And so she would just leave all these delicious Gatorades that I bought her around the house. And I'm like, I haven't had Gatorade in forever.
Right.
I'm not an athlete. I haven't earned this. I remember when I was a kid and I used to have a Sips and an orange slice. And that was great, too. And I hadn't had Gatorade in forever. And just one she'd been sipping from was out. And I was like, what the hell?
Again, and you got the flu from her.
Yeah. She had put liquid AIDS in this thing by virtue of drinking it. And I'm just dumping it right into my own body. Because I'm like, it's food poisoning. You can't catch that from someone else. I mean, like, I get AIDS from shaking Magic Johnson's hand, but I can't get food poisoning from drinking after my mom. And I was, within 24 hours, just dying.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, yeah. And to compound it all, because my insurance blows so much, I think I, like, owe $100 just to see the doctor, and my anti-barf pills were $150.
Jesus.
Yeah, God bless America, right?
Thanks a lot, Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his fault.
Yeah.
If he just deregulated the pharmacies, they'd charge so much less. Don't you know anything?
Right. And all these illegals.
That's how supply and demand works. Yeah, exactly. We just make those pills out of Mexican teeth.
Yeah.
Mexican food got him sick. Mexican bones will heal him.
I need the bone marrow of a Mexican
don't
stat.
Don't you know nothing? Yeah, so that was...
That was 34.
Yeah, just lying in bed with a one-man House of Cards Season 3 marathon going and slipping in and out of consciousness and waking up and just being like, whoa, talkie.
Did you binge-watch all of Season 3?
More than I have ever I hate that term. More than I've ever just...
Binge-watched?
Serial. Yeah, because it caught on and everyone's just like, this is what I'm going to call it. Did you binge-watch?
I binge-watched that.
I watched two episodes in a row. A binge watcher. God, meanwhile, I'm like, you know, 7 episodes deep just so I can not look at, like, faces of death on my laptop yet again. Usually it takes me, I want to say, like, 5-6 days to make it through. Like, I'm good for 3 episodes a day, something like that. It came on that Friday, and, like, about Friday afternoon when I woke up enough to realize I could watch it, I popped it on and watched it straight through to Saturday because I couldn't sleep. Like, I was messing myself so often that I was just sleeping in these hour shifts. And then it's like, oh, little baby boy has to poo or barf himself.
And, baby John.
Yeah. And then I'd wake up and pay attention for a bit. It's like, oh, it's Remy again. And there's that guy, the bald guy. And now it's Kevin Spacey pretending he's attracted to women. You know, I didn't care for it. I actually had an epiphany.
I don't watch the show. I don't know anything about it. I know it's Kevin Spacey and it's Robin Wright Penn. That's all I know.
I believe it to be overrated as hell.
Okay. And he's the president on it?
As of season three. I think the end of season 2.
Spoiler alert.
No, hug me. I hate when people are like that. Like, I haven't watched it yet. Well, you know what?
Then don't go on Facebook.
Bruce Willis is dead the whole time, too. What do you want out of me?
Then don't go on Facebook. I don't like it when people do that either. It's annoying.
Well, sometimes I spoil crap like 10 minutes after it airs, and I have friends on the West Coast who are like, you are a piece of S.
Don't go on Facebook then.
First of all, that
if
is how
they know
I
you're going to do it.
Second of all, I had a friend who was livid with me. Because
what show? Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, which I hadn't watched in years, and someone named Beth dies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I posted on Instagram. I think that's what really got people mad. I was like...
Oh, because you... Okay.
Well,
I
was like, I don't want to say anything, but she dies tonight. And then it was a picture of the Kiss single Beth.
Right.
And I had friends who actually called me to just scream at me for 20 minutes, like about how much they were looking forward to the episode and how I ruined their week. Like, I didn't want to dig the grave further, but I just wanted to be like, I think you're unhappy about a lot in your life right now. Yeah. If this is what you're doing with your Sunday evening.
Yeah. If you're that upset.
Yeah. I mean, I had people MFing me for that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What do you want?
You're such a life ruiner.
I don't know what to say. I don't. I was going for a dumb joke.
I know.
What do you want?
I think it's funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
I ruin shows for people all the time, so.
It's Peter Criss. He's like a cat, but a man. That's funny.
So House of Cards is Kevin Space, the space town.
Kevin Space, yes.
The spaceman.
I think in France, he's Kevin Spacewa.
Spacewa.
That's how you pronounce his name. Kevin Spacewa.
Spacewa. What's in the
and
box?
Then there's Robin Penn with her short little boy haircut.
I like her.
And about once every 10 minutes on the show, she takes off her shoes and is seen rubbing her feet.
Oh, is that because she's just so tired? She works so hard and she wears heels.
Well, I wonder, I mean, it's beautiful and innocent that that's what you think it's about.
Mm.
I think it's a gross foot fetish guy, either on the writing staff or the cinematographer or the director. And he's like, put in the feet.
Is Tarantino like a writer on the show? He's a foot fetishist.
So is Joss Whedon.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Buffy guy?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What else did he do besides Buffy?
He did Dollhouse and Serenity and Angel. And
Angel.
I forgot what reviewer wrote maybe the funniest thing I've ever read about Serenity. He's like, if you watch this show, I wouldn't blame you for thinking it's from an alternative future where shoes haven't been invented. And then they just showed like chicks running around the spaceship barefoot, like 24/7. I'll never get the foot thing in a million years.
Yeah, feet are gross. Especially men's feet. Men's
I've
feet
moved
are disgusting.
Away from finding them gross, but to be into that over... Like, everything that is wrong with foot fetishism can be seen in the famous dance that Salma Hayek does in Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, yeah,
where
she's so hot
she's
there.
She's still, like, yeah, just jugs like you don't know what, body like holy Christ.
Yeah.
And Quentin Tarantino's calling the shots for that scene, and he's like, now shove your foot in my mouth. Like, that was his wish come true. And you just see those breasts, and there's a foot in his mouth.
Yeah, and you're like, I want to look at the boobies.
Like, that is why you can say whatever about Spike Lee. Frankly, mm-hmm. I don't care for the man's movies a ton.
I like 25th Hour.
I enjoy Bamboozled.
I like that one.
And Do the Right Thing is
decent. I love Do the Right Thing.
That is a man who's a man. He's
Brooklyn.
Got Rosie Perez in his movie, and he's like, okay, there's a 4-minute scene where I put ice cubes on her big Puerto Rican areolas. If I were directing, that's what I'd do.
Yeah, we know what you do.
Yeah. It'd just be like, can I TF her and still not get an NC-17? Like, to completion? Can that happen? Oh,
TF.
It can't?
Took me a minute.
Yeah. Okay, then ice cubes, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a man.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Tarantino... God bless his movies. Saw Pulp Fiction again, just as good as it gets. But he's got Salma Hayek at his mercy, and he's like, put your foot
in my mouth.
Put your foot that has been all over this dirty stage. Put it in my mouth. Breasts, one, are breasts, and two, they're in a nice clean container all day.
Mm-hmm.
I know you girls are like kind of pigs, and you wear bras like for a week straight or whatever. It's still not a damn foot that's walked through God knows what.
Wait, why are we pigs?
Don't chicks wear like a bra for a week straight or something? Like when you're a kid, you think it's like every day they pull out their matching set of Victoria's Secret. It's like, oh, pink thong, pink bra.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, and then you're an adult and
I have like 5 different bras and I like switch on and off depending on what I'm wearing.
Yeah, but I'm just...
But I've pulled the week before when I've just been like a dirty, dirty, like nasty Eva.
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah.
That's a part of like when a man's innocence dies. Like... The first time a girl's not trying to impress you with matching underwear, and she's just, like, changing in front of you like you're a gynecologist, and she's putting on, you know, the polka dot bra and the plaid panties, and you're just like, ugh.
You always thought it was matching?
Yes! Whenever you watch or look at Victoria's Secret catalogs as a kid, they're all in matching underwear.
All right.
And you're like, I can also put up with a black bra and white panties, but that's pushing it, m'lady.
That's pushing it.
And
Victoria's
then...
Secret catalog. Sears catalog. Beep.
Hot date.
Yeah, I got a hot date.
Yeah, but yeah, when you're an adult, you just realize they put on whatever.
Yeah, whatever's clean, man.
And it's one of those things.
A little bit of you dies inside.
Yes, I mean it sounds like a joke, and it is kind of because the girl's hopefully still attractive and still having sex with you. But yeah, it's the same way when like a girl first marches away. And locks the door and you hear her pissing in the bathroom. You're like, whoa, I was just touching that thing and now
there's pee coming out of it.
Tinkle's coming out of it.
Tinkle.
I'm not into this. one bit. Who said, oh, God, and then the first open door whiz? Oh, that's when your soul really dies.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much right now.
Oh, yeah. Every little bit of, like, forced intimacy, we don't want that.
I think you don't want that.
I guess I don't.
Yeah. I don't think you can speak for all men when
no,
it comes to...
No, it's the same way I don't like cooking meals. Like, I just want a prepared meal to come out.
Okay.
I don't want to see the female equivalent of, like, uncooked hamburger and the milk and breadcrumbs getting mixed in with it. I'm like, just give me the burger when it's ready.
Just give me the burger.
Yeah. And then, like, when it's done, I don't want to see the hobo eating it out of the dumpster in the back either.
I think you're very particular about certain things.
Yes, there's a childlike wonderment that I don't want to die inside me. Like, I don't want to think about girls going to the bathroom, and I just want them to be, like, pretty and dainty. Like, oh, God, my current chick is lazy about shaving her legs. That's the pits. Oh, that's the pits. To see human hair on a woman's leg?
She's a blonde, though, right? It's probably, like, not that bad.
I mean, it's not like Nell Carter not shaving her legs. You know, it's not Eva Mendes, who probably looks like me. Looks like a Greek soccer player if she doesn't shave her gams.
She's hot.
But, well, she's gorgeous, yeah, but she's Latin. I'm sure there's a lot of grooming that goes into that hot.
Oh, that's right. She's Mexican,
probably
right?
Looks like Cesar Romero if she doesn't wax that lip. But, yeah, I'll put it this way. She pushes the envelope on what a blonde is allowed to get away with. Like,
got it.
I get it if you want to be lazy a couple days, but, like, I don't want actual dude hair, like, feeling that against my legs. Like, don't touch me if you're not shaven to that point. Like, if you've got more than an eighth inch of whatever coming out, don't touch me.
Oh my God, you're such a brat.
Don't rub your cricket legs against me.
Your cricket legs.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, she'll throw her legs across me, like, looking for a foot rub because she loves them, and I've learned to not want to chop her feet off when she does that.
Aw.
And, yeah, I'm like, well, okay, but... pull down your pajama legs because I'm going to vomit if I see that.
Oh, my God.
I can't help it.
Well, whatevs.
I can't. I don't want to see armpit hair.
Yeah, that skeeps me.
I don't like seeing the happy place unkempt.
Okay.
You know, keep that like Elvis kept Graceland. A lot of gardeners on that staff. It was the jungle room in name only.
A lot of gardeners on that staff.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one. That was Crickson approved.
Thank you.
That was Ava Crickson approved.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't dig that at all. I don't know.
I'm not judging you. You
no,
can like whatever you want.
I think I have a hard time processing the humanity of, like, someone I'm with.
Okay.
Sexually, to some extent.
Okay.
And I...
like, the human things that... if you're having sex with someone, the human things that they do, you mean?
Yeah, because when I came up and I was first banging, like, a lot of it was just, like, internet one-night stand type crap. Like, it was almost, like I've said before, like, porn come to life for me.
Okay.
Like, I would be sexting abroad or whatever.
Right.
And because I'm old, they would send me via AOL Instant Messenger. We would have to direct connect first. And then they would send, like, a picture of them, like, naked or, you know,
right.
And something sexy. And then I'm like, okay, I'll come over and we'll have sex. And then I'd be like, oh, you look like your picture. And, of course, they did everything they could to be groomed up for that night. They're getting banged. And they probably have horrible self-esteem and don't want to risk me waltzing in, pig that I am, and being like, well, this hair's out of place, you sow. I mean, kicking her down the stairs. So I'd show up and I'd be like, you know, my criteria for great sexual experience was like, oh, you look just like the picture I hammered one out to. And then that'd be that.
This is okay.
And then I'd never see them again. And I didn't get the bad side of things.
Got it.
And eventually
being in a relationship. Is
yeah. Eventually
like,
I started having longer and longer relationships.
I get it.
There's like cracks in the facade.
Right. I get it.
And then sometimes I was with other girls who, you know, not for a relationship, but maybe for like 2 weeks or a month or whatever. And they might have had liquor problems and thought it was like cute to start whizzing in front of you like from Jump Street.
And that's not cool with John Papa Giorgio.
So not cool. I remember a girl did that to me. It just was like marches into a bathroom with her Miller Lite still in her hand. And then I just hear her pissing like a racehorse. I'm like, wow, this went from kind of lighthearted to terribly unsexy.
All right, so then what? So you hold women to a high regard that you're in a relationship with. Like, what about you? Do you keep yourself nice and
I'm pretty groomed down there, and like I bathe at least once a day, and my teeth are brushed twice a day.
You have nice teeth.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice and. Did you have braces? I can't remember.
No, this is au naturel.
Lucky man.
Got my wisdom teeth still too.
Really?
As good as teeth can get.
Wow.
Up in this piece. The dentist, those greedy pigs, will not take no for an answer. Some of them, they're like, well, they did come in right for now, but you should still get them yanked. I'm like, no, you son of a bitch. I like being able to say I have them.
Yeah, mine are out.
Everyone's are out. I'm like a holdover, like a missing link.
I think that's the only surgery I've ever had. Like, I think that's the only time I've ever been under the what do you call it?
If you say it a third time, God will hear you and punish you. So stop while you're ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the advice.
Greek village peasant god will hear you as you brag of your health.
Yeah, right. My health. So healthy.
Quit while you're ahead.
Yes.
That would be my mom's advice.
Quit while you're ahead.
Quit while you're ahead.
Oh, Maria. Maria.
I can't even get into my mom.
I know, I know, I know.
I can't even, other than I'm going to be out of town for half a week, and then I will hopefully be house-sitting after that.
Oh, where? Cool.
Down in Old Town Alexandria, right outside of our nation's capital.
We grew up in the shadow of our nation's capital. This
yeah.
just in.
I like how we're just doing that.
Yeah.
That's our joke voice.
Yeah.
Nothing really old-timey about that joke. We're just doing it.
We're just doing it.
Like,
oh, right. You're going to Seattle.
Yeah.
Ugh, who am I going to hang out with? I don't have any friends.
You should just listen to the shows over and over.
Over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if my plane crashes.
Don't say that!
And this takes on a weird, like, haunting tone. Well, now it can't crash because I said it will crash.
It will crash.
And no, God wouldn't let that happen.
No.
All powerful God. Just looking out for the J-Man over here.
Zeus.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If it does crash, and I talked about it on the show,
mm-hmm.
please get me famous on the basis of that. Just be like, this podcaster predicted his death. And because of that, he deserves your ear. And then my show will go up to 40 listeners. And that's how you go viral. That's how you develop a cult following. Dying.
Yeah, you have to die.
Yeah.
The 27 Club. Oh, well, you're 34.
I'm not even in the 33 Club.
I know. Who was in
Farley,
the 30?
Farley, Belushi, and Jesus. Those are the three I got.
Okay. Next. And then the 27 is like Kurt Cobain.
Cobain, Joplin.
Amy Winehouse.
Winehouse.
Hendrix.
Hendrix. And, the guy who got fat. And the guy who played him, Val Kilmer, got fat.
Morrison.
Doors, yeah, Doors guy.
He was 27?
I believe so.
Hendrix looked about 50 when he was 27.
They all lived pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like, you look back at that one era, that one sliver of time when it was just acceptable to take... I don't know how many drugs, like, on top of each other.
Oof.
I'm kind of happy that we're moving away from that.
Like,
in all truth, because, I grew up in the mid-90s, late 90s. So, in the grand scheme of things, I was 30, 35 years removed from that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not saying drug use has, like, gone down precipitously. Is that the word I'm looking for?
I think so.
Gone down a lot ton. That's how I'll say it.
A lot ton.
Yeah, a lot ton. But I don't think people are partying to the extent like I was even in the late to mid 90s. There were times I could have died. Like, and I know you've done a lot of drugs in your day. Wait, do I not say that on air?
I mean, I really haven't.
Oh,
I've always been like alcohol.
Okay.
Like, that's always been my vice.
I mean, there were times where I'd mix, I would mix things with booze and... I remember waking up like in a puddle of my own barf and I'm like, oh, thank God that my habit is sleeping on my stomach because otherwise I would have Bon Scotted here.
Yeah.
I would have aspirated on my own barfola and that would have been that.
Oh, God. Oh, in the cough syrup days?
No, just booze. I mean, like Booze by far is the most dangerous thing.
It's so bad
mixing
for you.
Mixing booze with anything. I almost died on booze and pretzels. I just drank a ton of moonshine, ate a bunch of pretzels, and woke up the next day with my mouth full of pretzel vomit.
That you could have,
and
yeah.
A big line of it, an eight-year-old drew a cartoon of someone who barfed, where it's just like a line that follows the edge of the bed, down the edge of the bed, and then to a puddle at the bottom. And it was just moonshine and pretzels. And had I not been sleeping on my stomach, I would have died with a mouthful of moonshine and pretzels. Like a goddamn hillbilly.
That should be your memoir.
Moonshine and pretzels. That should be the name of the show.
Yeah.
I'm moonshine. I'm pretzels.
I'm pretzels. What's up, turds?
Edgy humor.
That's my favorite thing. What's up, turds? Yeah, no, booze is so bad for you. And that's my vice, man. That's my vice. But it is so freaking bad for you.
I never had a night where I feared for my life that didn't involve booze. And like,
really?
Oh, there were times where I thought, going back for a second Elvis reference, because what the hell, why not?
Why not?
I thought I was Dr. Nikopopoulos. And I'm just like, well, I got...
Was that his doctor?
Yeah, Dr. Nick. Dr. Nikopopoulos.
One of your brethren.
Oh, God, yeah. Just a weak-willed Greek. Whatever you say, E.
Sure, E.
Can I go on tour with you? You know, just probably banging the nines that Elvis didn't bang because he was doing the tens.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd take my speed and I'd be like, well, I'm not going to die with all the downers I took because I got my speed.
Yeah.
And I look back, I'm like, my heart should have popped like a zit.
Yeah.
Like Belushi doing the mashed potato gag in Animal House. That could have been my heart on dozens of occasions.
I know.
Where I just drank my face off, but I wanted to party all night, so I snorted rails beforehand. Or I just took a bunch of Dexedrine, which, thank God they don't give that to kids anymore. Why was
that? Do they make that anymore?
They really don't give it out much. I tried to get it later in life, and they shoved me onto Concerta for a while,
yeah.
Which is much more like a Prozac. And I managed at times to like play on certain doctors who saw that I had Dexedrine somewhere on my record.
Were you doctor shopping?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And I was just like, come on, man. I used to take it. I'm not dead. I'm talking to you right now. Give it to me. And eventually they would. But it's pretty hard to convince someone that a 34-year-old needs hardcore amphetamines for any reasonable reason.
I have ADD.
Yeah, exactly. I have ADD, and I need to lose 20 pounds before I go to, you know, Punta Cana or whatever.
Well, now they don't even have, Ephedra anymore. Like, remember, it was like a diet pill.
Oh, Stacker.
Stackers, but they used to have Ephedrine in it. They don't anymore.
Oh, yeah, and they had to rebrand themselves and be like, a new, even more effective formula.
Yeah.
And suddenly everyone who took that just trucker's crank that yeah. Stacker was got all fat again.
Yeah.
I mean, it was wiped off the face of the earth. If you remember, that's how God bless Anna Nicole. That's how she got all thin. She was
the Stackers and
yeah,
the...
Yeah, well, I mean, in real life. I sound so dumb. I'm like, A-Rod must have really hit the gym. That's how he got big. Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa, the Bash Brothers.
Brothers.
That was Canseco and McGuire.
Every time I hear the Bash Brothers, I think of Mighty Ducks, too.
Oh, God.
That's a great movie.
I think I managed to dodge that bullet. So it has no childhood resonance for me.
Whatever.
So I can judge it as the piece of garbage that it is.
It is not a piece of garbage. It's a great sequel. Whatever.
All right. All right.
Gordon Bombay.
You know what gets a point for that name being in it?
Yeah.
Gordon Bombay. Is that Estevez?
No, that's Estevez.
Oh my God.
The brother that did everything right.
Gordon. Yeah.
And is just known for being Gordon Bombay.
Yeah, being the square.
Yeah,
the
he's
loser
like the
in the
nerd
family.
Brother. He even kept his dad's namesake.
Yeah. And now you got Charlie Sheen,
yeah,
just bawling out Brie Olsen, rambling about tiger blood, and has two like 100+ episode shows to his name.
I had a friend that went to his like live show and said it was so shitty.
It had to be. Oh, you little cuss monster!
Sorry.
Yeah. Bad little boy.
I'm a bad little boy.
Yeah, there's no way it couldn't have been. Like, it takes
people
years.
People were booing him the whole time.
It takes years to be remotely competent. He's an actor. He's fed lines the whole time.
I know.
Like, if he went out and had, comedy buddies
write
up something for him to deliver verbatim, I bet he would have done okay.
You're right.
But to think you're a comedian. I mean, for me to be, like, even semi proficient for what? We've done 50 minutes behind a mic, and I have someone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
That took years, for God's sake. And he's just rambling on Twitter, balls deep in God knows what troubled women, and then he's like, I'll make a show of this.
Yeah.
And no, take it across the country.
They said it was horrible.
Of course it was.
Yeah. Oh, Sheen.
Actors are, on average, like, a lot of them are very devoid of personality. Like, have you ever really heard De Niro interviewed? He's open about it. He, like, one time he was like...
He's, like, super shy, right? I don't think I've seen him, like...
Yeah, he's just... It's like trying to interview wallpaper.
Right.
And I don't care. I don't want De Niro himself to be anything other than the characters he mm-hmm. played. Like, when De Niro dies, I won't feel a goddamn thing. De Niro's worth to me stopped 20 years ago.
Hmm.
He did Heat, and that was it. I guess what? He did Fockers, too, and that was kind of okay?
Godfather 2, I love.
Yeah, that was like in the 70s.
Well, yeah, I mean, 70s De Niro was awesome.
Yeah, but that's
Raging
what
Bull, De Niro?
He contributed. And
right.
He means nothing in our personal life.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of down when Johnny Cash died, but then it's like, Jesus Christ, you know, he's only got one round of the sun years.
I was super sad when Gandolfini died.
That one got me.
That one really got me.
That one got me, but one, because I thought of it as Tony Soprano dying, not him dying.
Me too.
And two, there was a very good chance, like, 10 years down the pike, they might have done
some more
Soprano stuff.
Yeah.
And now what is it going to be? Just
they can't.
Just AJ
being
privileged?
Ugh. I'm a privileged boy.
I'm a privileged boy. Sorry, we're singing that.
Steph and I talk about AJ a lot, like in the first season.
Robert Eiler?
What? Robert Eiler, yeah. In the first season, he was kind of this chubby, you know, kind of sloppy, like downer kid. And I think that they cast him hoping that he would kind of be like Tony, like a big guy.
Oh, big fat Tony.
Yeah, big like fat Tony. Like Tony was always like a charismatic guy, but he was big and he got into the mob. But then
big,
like
fat alpha enforcer type.
But then Robert Eiler, like, you know, probably did some stackers and
he got
all
into drugs.
Yeah, got
Let's
all
call
skinny.
A spade. He got all coked out.
Yeah, got all coked out, and they were like, well, now we have to write him as a privileged boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, he suddenly looked like Eminem.
Yeah.
When he was at his most pilled out. Just the skinny little Michigan white trash facial hair.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was awful.
Yeah, Robert Eiler, I don't think, went the way the writers, like Terrence Winter, wanted him to go.
Meadow did. Oh, God,
so
why
beautiful.
Couldn't they have written that some nude scenes? You can tell I'm a piece of crap because I just referred to a woman while not trying to make a joke as a that. What is wrong?
You're so bad. You're just so bad.
Seriously.
She was in her underwear in one scene when she was like dancing for Finn in one of the season openers.
And I'm not 12.
Yeah. Well.
Was it at least matching underwear?
It was.
Okay, thank God. She respected Finn.
That
Joe Perry looking MF-er.
Ugh.
You didn't like Finn?
No, I did not.
You didn't like Finn? Put a picture of Finn next to a young Joe Perry. They are the same person.
Ew. His huge nose, and he's the one that witnesses Vito. In the parking lot.
I love how they drag him in the back of the pork store.
Yeah.
And then he explains.
What did you see?
And then when he explains that Vito is the one giving, not
receiving. Oh!
Oh! That's what makes it extra gay.
Yeah.
Like, they could have understood it. Like, he had leftover prison proclivities up until the...
Yeah, they could. I like that. They could have gotten it, maybe, if he was receiving.
You're going to get some help. You're going to go back to your wife. You can see it already. But...
Remember when his son poops on the...
Oh, God, yeah.
In the shower in high school.
Yeah, but he looks like a Puerto Rican hua.
Yeah.
To quote his uncle.
Yeah, the Shah of Iran. Yeah.
God damn, that show was good. Yeah.
I love that show.
And he goes in and he just drops one and starts mashing it.
And he's up in his face when he's doing it. He's like...
Oh my God.
You look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Anyone who says that show ended on a weak note is the worst human being ever.
Like, I liked the ending.
It got better by the season. I'm sorry. Anyone who is like 1 and 2 were the pinnacle of that show... Oh, go beat your
I think 4
wannabe alpha male chest.
I think 4 was my favorite.
So many people hate four.
Really?
To me, that's where like it hit its stride. Where it
when
wasn't,
Adriana
like,
and when Fiora
with Sylvia.
Yeah.
Come here, you see.
Yeah.
You little see.
No, why?
She's just crying as they drive into the woods, yeah, knowing what's coming for her.
But then with, like, Fiorio. Hey, Fior.
Oh, God. Yeah. And he gives AJ that stupid little wooden man.
Yeah. I got this for AJ.
Oh, I could just do this for an hour.
I could, too.
Remember that, Sopranos? We don't remember the episode name or even the season, but this thing happened.
Oh, hey, Fior.
Oh, God. That show is so good.
I love Edie Falco.
But what isn't good? House of Cards. There, I said it.
I'm, you know what? And everyone talks about it on Facebook and Twitter all the time, so I feel like I should be watching it.
I think...
But I respect your opinion about TV.
Well, no, I watch it compulsively, too. And okay. I think it's because you... there's a sense of exclusivity conveyed by watching an HBO show. Even AMC shows to some extent. You're like, I'm watching one of the real dramas, one of the big boys.
I see what you mean.
It's not like I'm posting about Mike and Molly on my timeline. Like, if you're going on and you're like, OMG, tonight's GOT, Game of Thrones, as we call it. You know, everyone who's in the know is going to comment on your post and be like, I know, right? And that's how you talk as Terrence and Philip, apparently.
I don't watch GOT either.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it's a good show. I don't feel it's on the level of Sopranos. But
no way.
To me, like, Sopranos is the best show I've ever watched.
Me too.
That's how I see it.
It's the best drama I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know anything that's going to compare to that. What, a flying dragon with a dragon lady who pulls out her tits all the time? I mean, I'm not complaining, but...
She's gorgeous, the blonde.
Yeah. What is her name? Emily something?
I don't know. She's not a blonde in real life.
No,
I know that.
She's very brunette in real life.
Because I've seen her in... something else. I can't remember, but she's beautiful.
Emily Clark.
Mm.
There we go. Yeah, she's Sarah Connor in the new Terminator. I know that much.
Oh, is she going to get the Linda Hamilton back? Like that super muscular man looking.
Oh, no. Like... I thought you meant bring Linda Hamilton back. I'm like, if you mean having on-screen sex with Michael Biehn, then I can't get enough of that. Yes.
No, I meant like the back that Linda Hamilton had, remember, with like the
T2.
Shoulders.
Yeah. T2. Yeah. That, I don't know when I was that sexy? Like, cause
I don't
didn't,
know. You tell me. I mean,
I
she's in great shape.
Later in life, I would have found that a little sexy, but as a kid, yeah, it did nothing for me. As a kid, you understand like one thing is sexy, and I was just like, oh, large breasts. So like,
yeah,
any,
you're a boob guy.
I fear, you know, God fearing American over here. Yeah, I know what's good for me. I don't know. Like, if a woman was flat, I didn't process them as sexual as
you
a kid.
You pitied her.
Kind of, yeah. You're like, oh, what did her ancestors do?
What did they do wrong?
To anger the harvest gods, who then robbed her of her inheritance of the flesh.
To anger the harvest gods. I'm sorry, you're being really funny today. You're cracking me up.
But the whole the whole exclusive show human. Thing. I,
human! Human! Busty.
I don't know.
Busty.
Yeah.
Human. Kirsty. Allie.
Let's just do the rest of the show like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like that.
20 words per minute.
People are really enjoying this. I know I am.
Yeah.
Human.
People. No one has heard this live, by the way.
Oh, yeah, right.
By people, you can only mean the two of us yeah. in the studio.
Just the two of us.
I think shows that premiere on HBO and Netflix... they get the benefit of the doubt by default.
Yeah, because they're on that network.
Yeah, and usually there's a very high bar set for like what Netflix puts out. Like even their dumber stuff, like Lilyhammer, their comedy, which I think was like their very
first show. Oh, I watched a little bit of that.
It's perfectly enjoyable. I actually like it.
I watched it because Syl was on it.
Yeah. No, I actually look at it and I'm like, I kind of want to move to, what is it, Norway, Sweden? I think Norway.
I don't know.
Yeah, one of those countries where it's like everyone has their foreskins and
yeah.
face.
I know it's not America.
Tax. Exactly. Yeah. I don't see no eagles or shotguns. Hell with that.
Where's the truck? Canyon Arrow.
Not no one going to know who drive the 24 car. yeah, that was fine. Then what? Orange is the New Black, I think, came out.
I really like that show.
That one's great. Yeah, that one's really enjoyable. And like House of Cards... like maybe its depth is lost on me, because I'm not here like as some paragon of understanding what true art is. I just know what entertains me.
Yeah.
And
what's it about? I don't even know. I know it's space. Okay, the spaceman.
They're a DC power couple, and I think he starts off as like speaker of the house, or he's like really high in the house.
Okay.
Here's where you're about to hear how little I really remember about politics.
Right.
But he's completely amoral, and they show him like wheeling and dealing. And what struck me while watching season three, and just like I said, coming in and out of consciousness, it's all conversations, just one person talking to one person. And maybe that is done to enforce like that this is all cloak and dagger.
Okay.
That he's all, you know, everything is about backroom dealings in DC. But I don't know if it makes for great TV, man. And I'm not saying this is like a dumb guy. I can sit through some pretty serious fare.
Right.
But I'm not joking. 95% is just one asshat talking to another asshat.
Like, oh, that's boring.
It is. There's nothing dynamic to it. And once you start or stop caring about the characters so much, you're like, oh, more talking. Woohoo.
Right.
And you say that and it makes you sound ignorant. Like, oh, I'm sorry. You want more explosions, Mr. Bruckheimer? But goddamn, you can do a little something. There can be more group dynamic to some of the scenes, I guess. But that is really like, even when there's three people who talk, it's almost like character A talks to character B. Once character B engages character C, character A has left the scene, even though they didn't make a point of showing that.
Hmm.
It's so weird. It's like the Sith in Star Wars. There can be only two, you know? Like,
there can be only two.
Yeah, it's just always two people on screen, unless he's like talking to an audience or something.
That's so, I don't know. That's really interesting that you point that out.
I mean, that's cool.
Like, I don't know if I would notice that if I actually watched the show.
If I were not like in an altered state of consciousness from being smeared my own feces and not eating for 12 hours, I probably wouldn't have noticed it either.
Right.
But I just kept waking up and I was like, God damn, just two people talking again. And after the fifth time, I'm like, this is a pattern.
I pooped my pants.
Yeah. And I pooped my pants.
I mean, I'd like to give it a try just because I really do like Kevin Spacey, and I like Robin Wright Penn.
Well, again,
or is she just Robin Wright now?
She's just Robin Wright.
So they're divorced, her and Sean Penn.
She is penless.
You went there.
I did.
I like it.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah, she's just Robin Wright, and again, like we get the Meadow Soprano treatment, where I know she's like 90 years old now, but I'd still like to see what she's working with.
Right, Princess Buttercup, man.
Who's that? Is that Princess Bride or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't grow up watching what the average kid watched a lot of. When everyone's like, remember watching Indiana Jones 100 times as a kid? Nah.
Oh, I did.
No, I don't.
I did. You were just watching porn?
I mean, that was pretty early on, yeah. But a lot of cartoons. I was just like whatever cartoons were on TV. My parents were not big VHS people. And they would just, they never bought things. Like, we would just occasionally rent things.
Right.
But it was
from Power
never,
Video.
From Power Video. Greenbrier's finest.
Mm-hmm.
The Pearl of the Orient. yeah, we would just, you know, I remember renting Ruthless People as a kid. One time my mom watched Platoon, because why not reference that twice in an episode? No Way Out, maybe. They're just weird fare that a lot of the times, because it was R-rated, I wouldn't be allowed to watch it.
Got it.
So for me, childhood was just watching Dennis the Menace, cartoons like the real Ghostbusters, the non-real Ghostbusters, both versions.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Tons of TMNT, G.I. Joe, tons of Transformers. That's what I watched.
We watched those too.
Yeah, but there was no.
We were big VHSers, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Power Video nerds, like every Friday.
I don't know if it's because my dad was a fresh off the boat and my mom was the kid fresh off the boat, or just because they were older or what, but they did not give two craps about bringing home, you know, movies that they weren't watching in the theater to begin with.
Okay.
Like, my parents just had a sad life. My dad was just worked to death, and my mom was completely focused on us.
Right.
Me and the brother.
I loved
How'd
your dad.
That work out, Maria?
I loved your dad.
My dad was great.
He would always hang out with me at those gifted and talented picnics.
Yeah, probably because he hated everyone except for an innocent child.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't make fun of his accent.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
We played Frisbee all the time. I remember that.
My dad liked kids, and not in the creepy
way.
No,
he was good with kids. He was fun.
Yeah.
yeah, I have fond memories of him. My parents still have, like, a plant that your dad gave them in their garden.
Really?
It might be rosemary, it might be basil, I can't remember, but he gave it to them and they still have it.
It's actually poppy seeds, and he got your parents to grow opium for him, and they didn't even know it. Those fools.
Those American fools.
Yeah, he just duped the entire neighborhood into growing those sweet Afghani poppies. And that's how he kept his sons in their tuxedos. Their little baby tuxedos and Buster Browns.
Privileged boy.
Privileged boy. Oh, man. Yeah, this is where we should insert a commercial or a break, but we can just keep talking.
Privileged boy?
Yeah, let's play Privileged Boy and take a leak because I drank all that coffee. Let's do a little news segment, actually.
Okay.
And then we can get the hell out of here.
All right.
Sam Simon died. Do we do that? Do we do Spock dying? Who knew there are so many Jews in Hollywood that, like, whenever there's a death, it's a Jewish guy dying?
I know. They run the place. They run the whole show.
Oh, God.
Tradition.
I have the best of both worlds because I'm not Jewish and I don't have their money, but I have the looks. The legendary looks.
You could definitely pass.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not kidding.
I could join Mossad tomorrow. Yeah.
You look chosen.
Oh, it's so bad.
Not I, though. I could not.
No. God, no. You are the opposite. You're like that Jew broad from Inglourious Basterds who's all blonde and blue. And it's like, you're not really Jewish. And then you read her wiki and you learn that she is. And
the French one.
Then you stop having a crush on her. What?
He said it.
Why are you talking like that?
I don't know.
No, actually, she's really hot. She's also in that, is it Beginnings, I think it's called. The movie with the old guy who realizes he's gay at like age 80. And then young Obi-Wan is his son.
Christopher Plummer, right?
Christopher Plummer.
And then, Ewan McGregor.
There we go. Oh, my God. When my chemical ravaged brain really gives out on me.
I pulled that out of my fat Irish butt.
You'll be able to help me. You can be my reference machine.
There you go. Who needs computers?
She was the love interest of Ewan McGregor.
She's really
in that
pretty.
One. Yeah. Oh, God. She was so classy pretty in that.
Yeah.
And it's like you see them and they fall into a relationship. And it's like, just a girl that looks like that. Of course you're in a relationship with her. Why wouldn't you?
She's beautiful.
That's what you want to climb on top of and not pull out of.
Oh, my God.
That's
where you want to spread your seed.
Exactly. Like, you want to do...
Everybody's got a seed to sow.
You want to do all that tender couple stuff, like, in the montage, you're flying kites together, and she eats the ice cream, and there's some on her nose, and you dab it off, and you both giggle, and then it just cuts to hardcore. Just you on top. You groaning, like the primal beast that you are. And then rolling over, and she's lying on her back, looking up at the ceiling.
You just said primal beast.
That's what it is. Like, all that cutesy crap, all it really boils down to is the foreplay.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
We're all animals.
That's it. Before it sounds like a up-and-coming teen working a speed bag, just banana, 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 banana.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
So Spock, Sam Simon, was there a...
Spock died and...
I feel like a third has to come, because remember the rule of threes with celebs?
Well...
Celebs.
I'll put it this way, man. It's like CNN, I think, keeps like running picture tally of who died in any given year in entertainment.
Okay.
And they keep adding the photos as it goes along. And I clicked on the one for Spock and it has not been a good year for the Jews so far.
Oh.
I swear to God, this thing read like a who's who of who died in Dachau. I mean, it was like just 12 Jews in a row. Poor dead entertaining Jews. Let me see if I can punch it up. Sam, okay, so... Yeah.
Nimoy was old, though. I mean, Sam Simon was only, what, like 50-something?
Look at this. There's the
room.
Oh,
no. Oh, there's Harris. We talked about him.
Yeah, Harris Whittles. That's a lot of dead Jews.
Wait, who's...
I don't know who that is, but I'm guessing he's Jewish.
The one that looks like a button.
A button with a face drawn on it?
Yeah, he looks like a white button,
doesn't
he?
There's Sam Simon. I don't know who that is.
Who's the old dude?
Yeah, I don't know. That the one in the middle actually looks like, I'm not pulling names at all. Batman, he was recently in Birdman. Michael Keaton. That looks like Michael Keaton's dead.
Let me see.
Am I wrong? Is there not something Keaton-esque about that
There's face? A little Keaton there.
Okay.
But Keaton's not dead.
Keaton is not dead, yeah.
No.
He had that heartbreaking moment where he thought he was going to win Best Actor for Birdman. If you haven't seen this clip, it will kill a little bit of your soul. And they call out the British asshat who won.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah. Great acting. You typed into a speak and spell using like a helper monkey and a straw.
I didn't see it.
Me neither. But I can tell you it sounded like this. There's your movie. I just won Best Actor. I got a Golden Globe for that right there.
I didn't see it, so I can't. I can't talk. I did love Birdman.
Neither
though.
Can he.
Oh!
Yeah, but Keaton had out his speech he was going to give for Best Actor, and then they call out Eddie Redmayne.
He had
or whatever.
His speech in his hand?
Yeah, and then he quickly shoves it in his pants and starts clapping for Eddie Redmayne.
Why would he have it in his hand?
Like, if you saw a bum squat on top of another bum and crap on his face and then slit his throat afterward, it would not be as sad as that video. Of Michael Keaton putting away his speech.
That's such a gross image. Come on, man.
Like just from stem to stern, from chin to his forehead. And then he looks back and he smiles and then he just cuts the hobo's throat. And you're like, why? You already crapped on him.
Oh, Keaton. I really wanted him to win. I thought he was so good in Birdman.
I have not seen Birdman.
No, it was awesome.
I'm sure it's great. It's got John...
Edward Norton was so good.
John will watch this in mid to late 2015 on HBO written all over it.
Yeah.
Just like I watched Neighbors on Saturday or... No, I watched it Sunday.
I don't know that.
It's a Seth Rogen movie that apparently made 260-something million off of an 18 million budget.
Oh, I did watch that the other day.
I think it'll get a sequel. I'm not sure about how Hollywood works. I think that gets a sequel.
Yeah, there will be a sequel. I did actually watch a little bit of that the other night with the pretty boy, Zac
Efron.
Yes. I was going to say Galifianakis, and I was like, that is not the pretty boy.
You like how Captain F-Bomb rattled that one off? I wasn't able to recall any other celeb name. You're like, who's pretty Zac? Zac Efron! Zachary Efron.
I love him.
He is. God, yeah. You see that body, you're like, oh, I deserve to die in a tire fire.
He is very pretty.
He is just built.
Yeah.
That SOB. And I love whoever the blonde he's putting stones to in that movie. If her breasts are real, she should be president of the UN. Like president of the world.
What girl is it?
Oh, God. She has like a kraut name that she turned into Sage instead of like Schadenfreude or whatever the birth name was. Hold on. I'm going to look up Wiki Neighbors.
Schadenfreude.
She looks like Rose, not Rose McGowan. Who's the Notebook girl?
You can Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams. Look at this. Look at King Alzheimer's over here. And you just got him. Her name is... Halston Sage. That's
Let
just a
see.
Hot girl name. There is not a fat pig on the face of this earth named Halston Sage.
No way.
Her birth name was a Schlage. Well, that would be the German pronunciation.
Wait, let me see her picture.
Okay. Halston Sage. She just looks like a skinnier Rachel McAdams in the movie. And if her cans are real,
President of the UN.
She's the best person that ever lived.
Oh, like, she's cute.
She's nothing but breasts and lips. It's like I drew a stick figure I want to F. I'm not even that big into the blonde thing, but it's like you see her walking.
I am sitting right here.
Yeah, I know.
And your girlfriend's blonde.
Yeah, well, no need to remind. There you go. There's another picture of her.
Yeah, she's hot. She just looks really young. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, oh, I got my taste.
But you're into that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I'm like the...
It's all right. She's
I'm
really
about
hot.
2 years above the taste of the Colonel in Boogie Nights. you're going to have to spring me before our next recording.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I cannot stop looking at this. Yeah, so she must have been like 19 or something when they filmed that movie. Oh, she's attractive.
Yeah, she's cute. She just looks really young. It's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah, me too.
She looks like she should be on Nickelodeon.
Yo, God, yeah. Give her a Gabba Gabba.
Oh, my God.
And by that, I mean gonorrhea.
Greek gonorrhea.
Because I'm scared of needles and never got it treated. What? Yeah, so Spock died.
Oh, well, he was old. I saw him at the Faroe Mall one time.
That's the mall in the backyard of Chantilly,
yes.
The place where we grew up.
Yes.
Just some cruddy mall. Why was Spock deigning to set?
He was signing. He was a book signing.
How long ago was this?
Oh, I was a kid.
So, like, even in the 80s, Spock.
It was probably in, like, early 90s.
Wow.
I think he had written a book, or did he put out a CD? I don't know.
I really don't know. The book I can see. I don't think he did the singing thing.
No,
like
kidding.
Shatner.
But no, I feel like
Shatner
it was,
is a million CDs. That's,
I know. I feel like it was at Sam Goody, but they sold books too.
If I recall.
Yeah.
Back when stores existed.
Yeah.
And they sold the things at Amazon.
Right.
Now.
No, but he was there and there's a really long line at the mall to go see him. And I remember being really confused. I was young because he didn't have the pointy ears. And my dad was like,
did
no.
he have the wig? The little Chinese boy wig.
That wig was not human.
he wears a wig that made it, yeah, it looks like the hair of every Korean kid on MASH. Like every time there was an episode where they had to empty out the orphanage. That's what his hair looked like. Just straight across.
Yeah, it was. He didn't have the wig or the ears on, so I was really confused. And my dad was
what was
like,
his hair like in real...
It was short.
Okay.
Yeah. At the Cosmic Ballet.
I would have loved to... Like, I think the only celeb that I ever stood through a line to meet was George Foreman called into Don and Mike and was like, I'll be at the Walmart tomorrow. And I was like, sure, I'll buy a book and get some batteries.
I'll go a little bit later.
Yeah.
I'll go a little bit later.
And when I asked the mall guy when he'd be back, he said he didn't know. Yeah, so I have some picture somewhere of me looking greasy as hell with like my hair all puffed up, shaking George Foreman's hand, and he's
aww.
Doing his like best fake smile.
That one?
Yeah, the I know this guy went to the bathroom and didn't wash afterwards kind of look.
Yeah, I didn't wait in line for Spock. I just saw him. Like, I don't know. I'm sad he died because he was, you know, a treasure.
Later in life, I really came to love Star Trek. Like,
yeah,
as a kid, I laughed at anyone into it. And I was just like, you effing nerd.
I mean, my mom is so into Star Trek, so into Star Wars. I mean, so all
when,
the...
When I was... Yeah, I at least started getting into Star Wars maybe like in high school. Mm-hmm. And I was never nuts about it. Like, I've seen each one probably 3 or 4 times or something like that. And I think out of all of them, I like the first one. Anyone who's like, oh, The Empire Strikes Back, whatever. Screw any movie where I have to have watched another movie to understand it.
Right.
Or at least don't deign to tell me that's the best in a series. It's like
I liked all of them.
I like the first. The
first
is a complete
the
movie.
The first one's my favorite. But
it
like...
starts off, he is just on that crappy sand planet, and by the end, he kills the Vader. That's a movie. It's got an arc to it.
Yeah, that was good.
But... Later in life, I started watching, they put the full episodes of the whole original series of Star Trek on Hulu, back when Hulu was like not trying to take your money, and I worked in radio, and I just, when doing overnight shifts, I would just bang out like 6 Star Treks, and I was like, this isn't gay at all, it's goddamn awesome.
Right.
Captain Kirk is just effing everything, and it was great, I loved the entertainment, the human aspect, human aspect of it was so off the charts compared to Star Wars. Star Wars is just like a dumb little fairy tale come to life.
Oh, I like Star Wars.
It's like, oh, good people versus bad people. Whee! But Star Trek, you had 3 guys interacting, and there was something real to that. And
I like both, but I'm more of a Star Wars person.
Oh, no, if I had to pick, I'd go with the Trek. So
with the Trek?
I think Bones... died before DeForest Kelly. There, I got one name all episode, finally. DeForest Kelly, him and Dreamy Zach, as long as it's a man,
yeah,
a male sex symbol of some sort, tip of this boy's tongue.
Because you're better than me.
DeForest Kelly, I don't think I was into it by the time he croaked, but this is the first one that, I guess we really only got Shatner left after this.
Yeah?
Yeah, and not Scotty. Scotty croaked a couple years ago.
Really?
I believe so.
Did he?
Yeah.
The Irish dude, right?
Yeah, his name's like Walter Doohan or something like that.
Tipsy McStaggers.
Yeah, hold on. Scotty Wiki Star Trek. Let me look up James Doohan.
Yeah.
Walter Koenig is Chekhov.
Okay.
And I always found it weird because, like...
Who is the really hot black girl on the show?
Uhura.
Yeah. Is she still around?
Ooh, no. I'm fairly sure she's dead. Hold on. Uhura.
Wow, they all croak. Shatner's going to outlive us all. That potato.
What was her name? Son of a... Nichelle Nichols.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to put it... Oh, no, she's still alive.
Good for her.
I did, however, click on her Wikipedia, which has a current photo.
Not as cute.
And I never want to have sex again. So that part's not so fun.
Let me see.
You sure?
Is it awful?
I mean, if you ever wanted to see Uhura, but she's shrunken like a mummy.
Yeah, I'm
and
good.
She has Einstein's hair.
I'm good.
Now you have to look.
Did you see the new...
Time's so bad.
She looks all right. She's old. Did you see the movie that they made?
The remakes?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not. I at first was like, I went in with the frame of mind that like, okay, look, all of the Star Trek canon is good, and I'm glad that it's being brought back, and I'm not going to be critical of this, but I've come to hate them. I'll be honest. Like, the only thing...
I only saw the first one.
Zoe Saldana is just... If there were 2 hours of her just sitting on my face, like, that would be the best movie.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. If we could put a lot of special effects into making that happen, that would be great.
What's his name? The guy that played Kirk, though, is a pretty boy.
Chris Pine.
Wow, you really are.
I
kind of just threw that out there to see if you'd get it.
Closet case Nancy over there. Yeah. Hold on. Did I get it? Yep.
He is pretty.
Wait, yeah, no, okay, yeah, yeah, Star Trek, that's in his little IMDb right there, yeah.
He's pretty boy.
Gay 3 for gay 3 over here. Yeah, those, I don't like, especially the second one.
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, the second one is just an affront.
I do like the guy from the Harold and Kumar movies that was in it.
Oh, John Cho.
Yeah, he's funny.
4 for 4.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a weird thing I'm learning about myself.
Yeah,
today.
This is something I've come to learn about you as well.
Yeah, wow. Got some things to figure out after this episode.
You need to do some contemplation,
yeah.
Some soul searching, some mindfulness.
Yeah, John Cho was pretty tight in those. Sorry, you mentioning him made me think of his little buddy Cal Penn for Five.
I love
for five.
Him.
I feel so bad because there's a lot of movies where Cal Penn has to talk like this, even though he doesn't.
Yeah.
And there are ads for, what is it, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel. And there's an Indian kid who's in the newsroom and he talks like you and I do. He talks like white person talk dids. And I want to.
Wait, he's not in.
He's
not in that movie, is he?
He's in part two, and
because Dev Patel is
having to talk like this.
Dev Patel is the lead in that movie.
Which one's Dev Patel?
Dev Patel's the guy from Slumdog Millionaire. I think you're mixing them up.
No, I mean that does sound like something I do, but.
Dev Patel is the Marigold Hotel guy, and he's Slumdog Millionaire too.
Okay.
And he's British, but Cal Penn is American.
Turns out we are both right. He is the same guy. Dev Patel is newsroom guy.
Yes, newsroom guy.
Okay, so it is the same asshat, and he has to put on the voice.
Does he talk? I thought he's... Well,
I saw a commercial for Second Best, and it was...
Second Best Marigold... No, he's British, though. Dev Patel.
So, like, all of these voices are lies, then?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You know what? The hell with him. I hope, like... He makes a deal with the devil, and it's one of those like wishes that doesn't turn out the way you want it to.
Right.
And he has to talk like that his whole life.
Like the monkey hand in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turkey's a little dry.
Turkey's a little dry.
So we lost Spock, and we lost Sam Simon.
Sam Simon.
I wish, I have a brain that makes a lot of connections, but just bad ones.
Right.
Nothing worthwhile. I wish I could connect the fact that, like, he was at least in some way. How responsible was he for this? He was the big force, right? Like, out of everyone who made those early good years.
Yeah, I mean, it was
we should be kissing his ring
Matt,
the most, right?
Matt Groening.
It was Matt Groening's idea, but I get the feeling like Matt Groening was, like, off pretty early.
I think Matt Groening was the animator, right? And Sam Simon was the money and, like, kind of the producer.
Well, Sam Simon, if I recall, was the one that got that initial batch of writers.
Right.
Like, who did the episodes that we quote to death.
Right.
Matt Groening, it was his concept, but I think really early on. And again, I'm not one of those dudes who learns, like, a lot of behind the scenes crap for the stuff I love. So
right.
I'm talking out my ass here. I think he was out of the mix, like, really early on. It was like, because Sam Simon, James L. Brooks, and Matt Groening. Mm-hmm. And I think really quickly Matt Groening was like, hey, you guys are just going to give me, like, envelopes full of money for my idea, right? And they're like, yes. And he was like, peace. And
must be nice.
Yeah. And then Sam Simon kind of got the writers, and then James L. Brooks was just the one who was like,
I make schmaltzy junk.
And right. Yeah, if I touch it, it's awesome.
Right. Well, Sam Simon, rest in peace,
Sam
buddy.
Sam Simon, yeah, had butt cancer for like 2 years and knew it was terminal. It's like the perfect death in some ways. It depends how you want to go.
Butt cancer?
Well, not the specifics of the cancer's location, but the fact that, like, for 2 years he's like, I know I'm dying. Tim McGraw might have sung a song about this. Sam Simon got a chance to live like he was dying. And he did, and he, like, gave all his money to, like, Beverly Hills dog charities and
good
crap like
him.
That. Yeah.
Oh, and he wasn't that old. Wasn't he, like, not even 60?
59.
Hmm. Wow.
But, yeah, I should be more broken up about this, given probably what this dude was responsible for in my life. Like, how The Simpsons are the first thing I watched compulsively.
Me too.
And that was my first understanding of humor in a lot of ways.
It's the, like, only reason I have any sort of sense of humor, I feel like.
Yeah, I watched that like crazy, and then a couple years later, I started listening to Don and Mike on the radio. And those are, like, the twin things, like, in my formative years that made me what I am, or at least put me down the path that made me what I am. So pretty much Sam Simon is a war criminal, actually. But, yeah, man, for my money, that's a cool way to go out. Where for like 2 years, you're just like, oh yeah, I make like $10 million a year in residuals from The Simpsons. I'm going to make a store where dogs can get sweaters, but only cute little dogs. Like, that's what he did. Just read up about his final 2 years. He just did tons of, like, dog-centric crap.
Good.
To the point it was almost weird. It's like, did dogs raise him at some point? Like... Did he fall?
Were you a feral child?
Yeah, exactly. Was he
Are
a
you
little,
Nell from
was
the
he
woods?
A, yeah, was he a little wolf baby? I don't get it, but that man liked him some dogs, man.
Hey.
But he is no Moss. And again, you can't really...
No, you can't. What a great life, you know?
Not only that, he was off the show, like, so early on. I think he was gone by, like, season 4 or some crap. He did all the seminal stuff and then was out of the picture.
Right.
So his impact on, you know... Not to be a piece of crap, the impact of his dying is nil. Unless you're a dog, in which case you're like, that sucks. I one of those goddamn sweaters.
Where's my sweater?
Yeah. Privileged dog.
Privileged dog.
Yeah, man. So that, I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up. Cause...
Yeah. No, I mean, I know what you mean. He had a great life. He made a ton of money, and he made a show that made me and a lot of people really
Isn't
happy.
Isn't that what you want?
Yeah.
Aside from the butt cancer death at
right.
59. To know you did something that lives on, it literally lived on past his death.
Right.
And it entertained.
And it still lives on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it entertained God knows how many people. Like, if anyone looks at you and you're like, I never understood The Simpsons, I think it's like law that you can put a hatchet into their sternum.
It should be.
And then when the cops show up, it's like, you want to hear what they said?
No, listen to what they just said.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to upset you, officer, but cover your ears. It's blasphemy. You've made something that is as accepted. You've made, like, the Coca-Cola of comedy.
That's
except
true.
Like Coke in its first 4 years or 6 years or however you want to market that, like, was the best drink on the market.
Yeah.
And there maybe has never been a drink as good as said Coca-Cola.
Oh, Sam.
Said the man stretching the analogy too thinly. It was, yeah, I mean, there's that show in its infancy.
I know. What a great life.
Yeah, if he put together, I believe he was the one that put together just like that A team of talent. He was the one that was like, hey, Conan O'Brien, yeah, you ginger crotched freak.
Yeah, you're coming funny. Right for me.
So God bless, man.
Yep. He was a privileged boy.
Privileged boy. Sad version of privileged boy.
My dad could buy and sell ya.
Which is like the sad America, F yeah.
Privileged boy.
After the terrorists have attacked.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can punch out. I don't know. I was going to do a segment on the Apple Watch, but that's a completely asinine device.
It is.
And
Who wears watches anyway?
I don't.
I have a phone.
I look at my goddamn phone. It's like the whole purpose.
Yeah. I look at my computer or my phone.
I use it like a clock, like all of this. That's 50% of what my phone does.
The only person I know that wears a watch is my brother. And he says it's because lawyers wear watches.
Yeah, he has to.
But why is that a thing? Why does a lawyer have to wear a watch?
I don't know.
So they can go like this?
Same way he doesn't show up to work in Bermuda shorts, I guess. You need to project a certain look when you're...
You can do that in New Orleans, I think.
Really?
Well, he wears like...
Walk in a Tommy Bahama top. Yeah.
He'll wear like... what's that light, like, linen fabric? Seersucker.
Oh, burka. No.
Yeah. He wears his burka to work. No, he'll wear, like, a seersucker suit.
Really?
But everyone in New Orleans does because it's so damn hot.
Well, like a Boss Hog suit?
Like, I don't know, like seersucker. You know, it's that, like, light linen.
What are you
linen...
saying? I don't know what you're saying. Seersucker? Like the
seersucker. You know the material, seersucker.
No, I'm not a privileged boy. I don't know what a seer sucker is.
It's just, it's really popular in the South because it breathes very well and it's very hot. And I mean, you know my brother.
You sound like someone who blows an oracle, a seer sucker.
My brother's a big guy, so it's like, you know, it's breathes. It breathes. It's nice.
You sound like you're describing Chris Farley in his coffin.
Oh my God, I'll look it up. Seer sucker suit. It's a thing.
How do I spell it? Just spell it for me. I can type. S-E-A-R? S-E-E-R?
Seer. S-E-E-R.
Okay, sucker. Okay, I got it. Seersucker suit.
You know, it's like that light blue material.
Oh, like a frat boy suit.
Yeah.
Like something the kids at UVA wear to one of the football games.
Well, he did go to UVA.
There you go. Yeah, I'm seeing it with just, oh God, pastel ties.
Right.
I am seeing a man who's wearing this suit with a canary yellow shirt underneath and a pink bow tie with blue polka dots under it. And he's probably had sex with really beautiful women.
Probably.
And it probably means nothing to him.
Because he's a privileged boy.
Yeah, he's just sorting out his own sexuality. Like, oh, I should be feeling something while Miss Sage, Halston Sage, rides me.
Sage.
Rides me like a hobby horse. And all I can think of is Zac Efron's torso. Oh, God. Life is unfair. Yeah, so someone out there is buying... today or tomorrow, whenever it comes out, a $17,000 Apple Watch.
$17,000?
That is the top line. The bottom line one is $350. And again, this had to be pointed out to me because the chronology in my brain don't work so good none. But it's the first thing, like the big thing that they've come out with since Captain I'm Going to Cure My Liver by Eating Apples All Day died.
Who?
Steve Jobs.
Ah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I got bile duct cancer. Well, you know, this yogi over here tells me I can eat nanners all day and I'll be all better.
Right.
Dumb bastard.
Idiot.
Dumb bastard.
Smart idiot.
Smart in all the wrong ways.
Right. Like, so he like didn't do any medicine. It was all like...
Oh, until it was way too late. He apparently had a fairly curable cancer. Like at worst, it should have been a coin flip. And instead, he was like, I'm going to overload my body with, like, nutrients. Like
potassium.
This,
yeah.
Like, he was some fat slob who was eating a bunch of Utz before this happened. You know, he was the kind of jerk-off who's sipping wheatgrass and eating nothing but kale. And he got cancer. So you know what? How about you eat a goddamn hot dog and suck down some sweet chemicals and let good old America... clean up, yeah.
Protect your colon.
Yeah, clean up the evil that you've caused with whatever your queerzo diet is inside your body. So this is the first thing they came out with, a goddamn watch that I think you have to plug in every 18 hours.
Jeez.
And, yeah, so every night it has to be plugged in. if you get lucky and fall asleep not next to a charger, your watch is dead the next day. And I think it does nothing on its own. It like just Bluetooth into your cell phone and slaves up to that.
It's so stupid.
And so, yeah, and everyone's like, well, now I don't have to reach into my pocket. Is that where we are as a culture?
Really?
You don't have to reach into your pocket.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Get a goddamn chain and hang it from your neck, like Flavor Flav. Like the big one. Or a small iPad. It'd be hilarious. You don't have to reach into your pocket, Mr. Lazy. Don't buy the watch.
$17,000.
I mean, that's the stupid creme de la creme. I think they have three lines. It's like one that it comes in a 350 and a 4, and then the next one is probably close to like a K or something like that. And then, yeah, they have the ritzy-titsy version that's 15K. Oh, God, that should have been a manly burp, and instead just a bunch of acid came up. Like a 15K and a 17K variant.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
You guys can't see, but I did a epic eye roll just now.
And a backflip. You can't see. She just does that for punctuation.
My shirt's off, too.
Years of gymnastics as a kid. Exactly. A topless backflip.
Completely topless.
Like a Russian sex ninja. All right.
Sex ninja.
Oh, we do have to talk about Zoolander 2 before we leave.
Oh, right.
Really quickly.
That is a thing that is happening for some reason.
Yeah, Zoolander 2. Were you into Zoolander 1 at all?
I liked, put a cork in it, Zane. That's about it.
I think it had a couple of lines.
Mm-hmm.
My very first girlfriend was obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Please do the math at home so you can learn that, like, I had my first girlfriend at age 27 or something like that. I think I was probably like...
Who was it?
I don't know. A chick named Jessica. She was... I think I was 20, 21, something
okay.
like that. And that was the first chick I, like, dated. She was obsessed with it. So this is young John learned this lesson. If your girl's into something comedically, you're kind of into it comedically.
Right.
I mean, I'm currently watching my way through Girls and a bunch of... what is the Abby Lee Dance Studio show? Dance Moms.
Oh, yeah.
I've watched so much goddamn Dance Moms.
I've seen like two episodes.
Get up, get on the floor. My world is with my girls living on the dance floor. And she had a dog named Broadway Baby that died. I saw that too.
Oh.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Big fat Abby Lee.
Yeah, that's what happens when you stop dancing. Like, she was probably, like, in epic shape when she was younger.
I don't think she ever danced. I think there was, like, a Mom's Day episode that we flipped through, but the mom was a dancer. The mom looked like a piece of ass, and the dad was, like, not a bad-looking dude either. So you're like, what the F? Did she grow up near power lines? Like, was she next to a Krispy Kreme? What the F? Yeah, and the mom did all this dancing work, and then little Chubzaroo was just sitting in the dance studio watching all this. And so I think she started like choreographing early on, but I don't think she was much of a dancer ever.
Chubzaroo.
Little DeVito in a wig.
Ew.
I think, yeah, she was fat from the get-go.
Oh. But, I thought that she was like a dancer when she was younger.
Yeah.
Anyway, Zoolander 2.
Yeah, Zoolander I had to watch several times.
Zoolander. Sibeli and I saw that in the theater, and I remember walking out with her, and we were like, that's not funny, but it kind of was one of those movies that gets funnier if you watch it a few more times.
That's so many things, though. Like, if you
get... It is.
It's the same way with pop music, when
right.
they're like, we're going to play the song until you love it.
Right.
And 10 plays later, you're like, you know...
Oh, it's kind of catchy. Yeah.
Firework. Yeah. It's...
But I don't think it deserves a sequel.
No, it's just... I don't... It seems like such an antiquated concept of humor. You know what it seems like? Exactly. Adam Sandler somehow done more poorly than Adam Sandler could do it. Like, it was just like a ripoff of The Waterboy, almost.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to make a silly face and a silly voice.
Right.
And this is comedy. Like, you want to talk privileged boy.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller.
The privileged boy of Hollywood.
If there is one guy who's coasting, I don't... even know that most people know about the Ben Stiller show.
It was on MTV, right?
It was either MTV or Fox. I don't remember. It had something like 5 episodes. And I think a lot of Hollywood, once it was realized that, like, oh, we're going to make Ben Stiller famous, a lot of Hollywood had to get behind, like, calling the show brilliant.
Yeah.
It is very unfunny. And
yeah, I remember not enjoying it.
Ages poorly. In general, but I remember there was like a sketch about a gay robot or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That, topical.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 25 years later.
Pushing the envelope.
Still dealing with those gay robots. How prescient.
Yeah.
He's just a dude that, like, how many duds has he crapped out? Like, I don't even get. I mean, I do get how he has a career.
Well, his parents are super famous.
Rhymes with being booish. What? And, yeah, the parents are famous as hell.
Yeah.
But the dude has a lot of duds on his resume. And a lot of the movies that are big, like Night of the Museum, that has nothing to do with him.
I haven't seen it. That's a kid's movie, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, he's a guard at the museum, know, and it comes to life, I think.
You know which movie I did like that he was in? Was Heavyweights. I love that movie.
Oh, is he...
He's like the crazy in shape guy.
Oh, yeah.
And Jerry Stiller and Anne Meara play like the camp owners.
But didn't he just play that character in Dodgeball?
Yeah, basically.
Like, he's a horrible actor. I'm not saying I could do better, but he is goddamn horrible.
He's awful.
And he really, like, it pains me that someone just gets to act silly on camera, and because he has a name behind him, everyone has to, like, crack up and be like, oh, that zany character you're doing. Like, if a no-name tried those antics, he wouldn't be around for day two of filming.
Right.
They'd be like, I don't know where you came from that you think this is going to carry a movie, but get the hell out of here.
Right. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I never have been. I love his parents, though.
Yeah, Jerry Stiller?
Yeah.
I mean, George Costanza's dad is the funniest thing on Seinfeld.
Absolutely.
George and Estelle.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't get enough of
George!
That. Yeah. The dad 1,000 times funnier than Ben ever was.
Oh, right.
Why did he have to water that down? Although, I guess Anne Meara was funny, too, in her day.
She was.
I don't really know her.
She's more of a stage
okay.
lady.
So that's why you know.
Yeah.
It was
Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway baby over here. Yeah, I don't know if there's ever been anything like that.
Like Heavyweights. I like the first Meet the Parents.
Again, that was carried by Robert De Niro talking about being milked and like a cat that was trained to use the crapper and stuff.
Mr. Jinx.
Yeah, Jinxy Poo. There's nothing I've seen where I'm like, Ben Stiller made this. And like, I have my brother's friends and my brother for a time were like obsessed with Zoolander. They thought it was great. And I kind of went along with it because I found it was painless. But you know what, guys? It was subterfuge on the part of this man.
Right.
Because I've never liked Zoolander.
There you go.
And Zoolander 2 coming out can eat my ass. And
ooh.
I know there's Alexander Skarsgård or whatever who played dreamy Eric Northman in True Blood. I like how I'm pretending I didn't know a heartthrob's name. He was in the beginning of the movie, if I recall, Zoolander 1, and he blows himself up. They have like a gasoline fight.
Oh, is he in that?
Yeah, and I think he said he's going to come back as a ghost for part 2.
Cool.
Yeah, so that might be the only thing to...
I'm not going to lie. I will see it. I'm not going to see it in the movie theater.
Exactly. I'll watch it on HBO.
Yeah, that'll be an HBOC for old Eva over here. But yeah, I don't think that movie deserves a sequel whatsoever.
Nope. And Owen.
I like
Owen
him.
Owen Wilson in that movie was goddamn hilarious.
Yeah.
And I used to quote him talking about like doing a bunch of acid with some monkeys off the coast of St. Barts or something like that. And that I thought was great. Like everything Hansel did, that I liked. Everything that wasn't related
to Zoolander.
Goddamn Zoolander.
Yeah.
Zoolander was what's funny? He makes a face.
I know.
Yeah, you're making it right now, and you can hear how heartily I'm laughing. Just running out of knees to slap here, folks. I did not care for it, man. Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
MF Zoolander 2.
MF it.
It is coming to a theater near you.
Coming to a toilet near you.
All right. We can finally punch out.
All right.
I think we did. Why don't you start? There we go. Outro music. Timely as ever. Folks, this was Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Ava Crichton, who still has no social media presence. If you want to get a hold of me, it's at Papa's Basement on Twitter, facebook.com/Papa's Basement, which I really don't update anymore. Because Facebook is run by a piece of crap who wants a bunch of money for anyone who has a fan page, F. Zuckerberg. He wants you to pay, I don't know how much, to get any sort of timeline permeation when you actually post anything from a non-personal account. So guess what? I just used Twitter instead. Ha ha, joke's on you, buddy. Again, twitter.com/@ Papa's Basement. If I were hip, I'd just say at Papa's Basement, but whatever. And inpapasbasement@gmail.com if you want to email me or PayPal me money like good old Job McKee did. It's Job. He said it rhymes with robe.
Woo!
Applause for that, man. Applause for that, Saint. InPapasBasement.com show site contains every episode we have ever done and all of the subscription info that I just stumbled my way through 15 seconds ago. So I really just needed to point you toward that and nothing else. Subscribe to us on iTunes if you use the good old Apple products, or Stitcher if you use the Droid poor person foreigner nerd products. Look up Papa's Basement, PAPA apostrophe S, and I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Till the next one.
Adios.
I'm a privileged boy. It's great, I gotta tell ya. Privileged boy. My dad can buy and sell ya. It really doesn't matter that you're on the list in front of me. I'm gonna get your table, cause I always tip the maitre d', and then I'll go to Yale, because I am a legacy. I'm better than you.